AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says she is showing no symptoms, but Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for the coronavirus. She received a second booster dose earlier this month. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha was asked if it's just a matter of time before President Biden gets the virus.
I wouldn't say it's just a matter of time, but of course it is possible that the president, like any other American, could get COVID. The bottom line is he is vaccinated and boosted. He is very well protected. He's got very good protocols around him to protect him from getting infected. But there is no 100% anything.
The White House says the vice president has not been in close contact with the president over the past few days. The Biden administration is taking steps to expand availability of the life-saving COVID-19 antiviral treatment Paxlovid, seeking to reassure doctors that there is ample supply for people at high risk of severe illness or death from the virus. Police say a three-month-old baby who was kidnapped from his San Francisco Bay Area home has been found unharmed, and three suspects have been detained. A Kansas state lawmaker, Cheryl Helmer, has complained publicly about having to share women's restrooms with a huge transgender colleague whom she describes as a potential threat to young children who visit the state house.
The mother was awfully, very uncomfortable, and I didn't go on into the story, but I did take the lady, the mother, and the little girl, and I got them away.
Helmer also decried what she called the in-your-face approach to promoting transgender rights by Democratic State Representative Stephanie Byers, the first elected transgender Kansas lawmaker. Russia pounded eastern and southern Ukraine as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin promised to keep moving heaven and earth to get Kyiv the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive. Moscow has warned such support risks widening the war. This is AP News. The Anti-Defamation League is reporting a sharp increase in the number of anti-Semitic incidents.
The civil rights group finds more than 2,700 cases of assault, harassment, and vandalism were reported in 2021, the highest number on record, and a 34% increase over the prior year. The Anti-Defamation League cites in part a sharp rise in the month of May when scores of Palestinians and more than a dozen Israelis were killed during a military action by Israel. Last May, in Los Angeles, Jewish people were attacked outside a restaurant by people said to be waving Palestinian flags. And a Jewish man in New York was beaten and pepper sprayed on his way to a pro-Israel rally. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fire crews are taking advantage of a break in the weather in the battle to contain large fires in the West and the Plain States. But stronger winds are expected today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.